Let's go.
Hey, this is Maren Morris.
Maren Morris.
When I'm in Louisville, I love to listen to 99.7 DJX.
Hey, it's Ben Davis. And before my interview with country pop star Maren Morris, I practically barrel rolled out of a moving car, sprinted a mile just to make it to the interview on time. She doesn't need to know that, though. We talk about the heat, outfit of the day. She kind of slips a Friends reference in there for us. Kind of the pitfalls of fame, the celebrities in her phone, her new project, and why she wants to rent out a theater for her son. And then we also touch on the fallout from her wardrobe choice from earlier this year. Maren Morris was a delight to talk to. Enjoy.
Take a seat.
Maren Morris, hi.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Louisville and Kentucky and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. It's a little hot, but it's going to be fun.
It is 2 degrees short of a billion.
Yeah, I know. I walked off the bus today and I was like, ooh, it's a leather pants day. And then I walked off and I was like, nope, no, it's not. But we're going to commit.
All right, you said it. Let's do outfit of the day. What are you wearing? What do you got on?
I'm regrettably wearing leather pants or pleather, so I'm going to have maybe like an after-show Ross from Friends
I was just going to say.
Trying to get them off. They'll be like epoxied to my skin.
They're not coming on, man!
Yeah, but you know what? What do you got to do for the stage?
Yeah.
You just got to leave it all out there. And if the fans out there have been sweating this much all day, I think I can do it for 15 minutes.
How many members on your team have you designated to yank and baby powder when you're off the stage?
I mean, I have a lot of women that work for me, so I trust them with my life. They've seen it all. Yeah, it's going to be a double shower day, I think. It's one of those.
So what do you do on the road to, like, keep yourself in shape?
I mean, my bandmate Rachel Beauregard, she plays guitar and tambourine and sings. She's also a certified yoga instructor, so she is our yogi on days off. And sometimes we'll go find like a class if we have a day off in a random town. But I honestly, like, I move so much on stage during my show that's like my cardio, my lazy cardio, I guess.
Yeah.
And then when I'm home, I love playing like pickleball and tennis. And yeah, I kind of picked up that during COVID. So that's like been nice to have.
Pickleball all of a sudden becoming a thing. Are you like pretty good? Do you like actually watch the tournaments and things like that on TV?
Sometimes, yeah. I actually, not with pickleball, but with the U.S. Open, I just went a couple weeks ago, which was really fun, and saw Sabalenka. And yeah, we used to play pickleball all the time on the road. We had our own net. We had custom paddles that like went with the tour logo. Yeah, I don't know. It's just been so hot that we've like not bothered with it, but we need to bring that back.
Here with Maren Morris, what are some of the crazy things that maybe you've decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to this city. Let's ask and see if they can provide that, like in your rider or whatever, like a pickleball net or something like that to have when you're not working.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea to have them provide it and not
us
carry it. I haven't thought of that one. But no, I mean, like, I think that anything you can do to just keep things fun and people, like, you know, sort of morale high, because like sometimes those like long stretches out on the road can get really tedious. So just being able to connect, and I have like an amazing band and crew. Like, we all hang out a lot. So it's nice, like, when you're not in your own bed every night, to have like a family out here.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Louisville when you're not touring or working or anything?
Actually, I came and saw Bruce Springsteen here at the Yum Center like years ago when he was doing the River Tour and like the redo of it, I guess. But it was amazing. Like, I was obviously music related, but I wasn't working. I was just there to see the show. I'd never seen a Bruce show. So I'll always have that beautiful memory. My first time seeing The Boss was here in Louisville.
That is very cool. I always imagine and think all artists, celebrities, they all know each other. Is there anybody that you wish you had the ability to text at a whim that you don't? Because to me, I feel like you know everyone. You've been in the game a while.
Yeah, I definitely have some cool friends. I'm trying to think of like who, I guess like Beyonce. I don't have her number.
You don't have her on speed dial yet?
Yeah, I'm like, we need to have a chat about just some like Texas stuff.
I mean, she's jumped into the arena this past year, so that would make sense.
Yeah, maybe we'll bump elbows at one of these things. But no, I'm like, it's cool to like, I think as you come up in this business and people take you under their wing and give advice, and you know, you see all these like newer artists kind of like having this not overnight success, but overnight fame. Mm-hmm. And it's very scary. Yeah. So I think having other people who are your peers that like give great advice on like how to handle parts of that nature of the business is so, so wonderful to have.
I'd love to ask you about fame for you. And what was the biggest misconception about fame that you experienced that maybe other people don't understand?
I mean, I never really like set out to be famous. I think I wanted my music like across the world because I wanted to be able to travel and tour, and music has been like my vehicle to do that. But yeah, it's a byproduct of people loving your music, and obviously it can go into sort of like scary territory sometimes. But you know, for me, because I've been doing this so long and like kind of in my eighth or ninth year in the public eye doing this, it's been like a steady run for me. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't have like, I mean, maybe the first few years were kind of like crazy, but I think I'm like at the perfect amount of comfort and fame that I would like to be famous. Like, I don't want any more than what it is now. I can still like go grocery shopping and go to like restaurants and like hang out with my friends on patios out in the middle of like Nashville. I can like hang out with my son and not be bothered. So you have no control over that side of it, but I think, and I live in Nashville, so for the most part people are like super respectful. Like if I'm out there with my son, people aren't like lining up to get photos because it's like they know that, you know, I'm with my, you know, child. So I think that part of it is nice when you live in a place like that. But I don't know, I mean, I guess maybe what was unexpected was like just knowing kind of like how powerful your words are, not just through your music, but like, you know, you're
in the public.
It's not all just going to like 100 people, it's going to the world. And so that's something maybe like not even famous people like know now. It's just like with Twitter and everything, like you have to just like truly know the world's in your pocket, and it's not like it used to be, and you just have to like be really cognizant of that.
Yeah, how do you shut some of that stuff off? Because I know, you know, this past year you kind of got some heat for things that you wore or maybe didn't wear, and you know, it's like, how do you shut that off?
I mean, I don't really think it's tough. Like at this point I just laugh everything off because it's like I mean, if you're referring to what I think you're referring to, I've said in like pretty much every interview since then, I'm like, I don't know if people have like trouble with like anatomy or what it is, but I was like very clearly wearing undergarments.
Oh yeah.
But it's so silly. Like you can be like at a show and the wind picks up, or like, you know, like a human moment happens, whether it's like you fall or there's like some nip slip or something. I was like, if people think that this is like truly going to ruin my day, I've been through way too much at this point to have that, like, it's like water off a duck's back. Yeah. So I just think the most disarming and powerful thing you can do is like laugh at yourself. And it makes people that were like trying to make you feel bad or weak about it get embarrassed. So I think that's like a nice turn, is just laugh. No, it's just like, how do you kind of make this silly, goofy, like embarrassing thing into like a win? And I think the easiest way to do that is just to like take the power of like shame away from it and just be like, hey, shit happens.
All right, next stuff. What's up next for you?
I just put my EP Intermission out like a little over, a little over a month ago. So I'm excited to like kind of incorporate those songs into the set list now because they're new, and it just like, it's always exciting to have new music out in the world. And I think, it's like genre-wise all over the place and really stretches my abilities of like vocal heaviness and like emotion and lyrical prowess. I just feel like we really went full tilt. So and it's just fun too, like there's injections of like levity and just not taking yourself too seriously. I think I've had a serious enough year for that, so I was like, I just want to like have fun and dance and laugh again through my songs, and I've been able to do that because I write so much of my stuff with my friends. So I think just like lightening up is on the menu now. And finishing this album for sure. Like the EP has been great, but I was like, I do want to kind of like get in the studio and finish this body of work. And then Yeah, just like more shows, and yeah, who knows what's next. I just wrote some music for this animated film for DreamWorks called The Wild Robot, so I have two songs in there. So that's coming out next Friday, the film. So we've just been like, we just did Toronto Film Festival, and it's just, I've never had a song that I've written in a movie, so it was cool to be able to, like, as a mother and also just a fan of kids' films,
that's
like,
so
be
cool.
able to write something for that like, I can enjoy, and obviously bawled my eyes out at the premiere the other day. But, like, once it's out, I kind of want to be able to, like, rent a theater out and then have my son and, like, all his friends come and, like, we watch it, and he'll be like, oh, my God, my mom's song.
That, that'd be so cute. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
You have been such a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. You as well.